When it comes to therapy and psychiatric care, telemedicine isn't new. It involves a video conference or phone call between patient and caregiver. It's proven useful in rural areas, where it may not be feasible for the patient to make regular trips to the doctor in a faraway city or town. But telemedicine differs in some respects from face-to-face care. Dr. Alan Singer is a clinical social worker at Northwestern Medicine in DeKalb. He says successful therapy requires three elements: trust, confidentiality, and what he calls building a clinical friendship.
Clients must like and trust therapists, or therapy will never work, period.
Developing this rapport, Singer says, includes more than just what goes on in one's allotted appointment.
I'm used to talking to people for a few minutes in between appointments or reaching out through other ways. What we need to do is help people succeed. No matter what crisis, we're going to make a plan to overcome.
Singer says in-person contact allows therapists to see certain things that can't be readily spotted virtually.
Certainly, sometimes if triggers occur and a person begins to cry, I can't see that on the phone as I could in person. Even on video, it might be difficult to see some of those triggers.
These signs allow therapists like Singer to show proper empathy and talk through a patient's problems more effectively. Not knowing these signs beforehand can present difficulty in telemedicine.
I think we must have established relationship first. I think that's the largest drawback, starting with people who might need help right now that I might not know.
Keeping these drawbacks in mind, Northwestern Medicine and other healthcare providers are moving to telemedicine to ensure continuity of mental health care. One example is the DeKalb County Youth Services Bureau. Clinical Director J.J. Wett says they work with youths 8 to 18, including mental health services. COVID-19 restrictions pushed the Youth Services Bureau to branch into telemedicine for mental health care, particularly with in-person appointments being curtailed. He said youth are a particularly vulnerable group in these circumstances.
Sometimes it causes the anxiety in the youth more than it does with the adult populations.
Youth mental health treatment, whether in person or through telemedicine, can also provide for a safe space to speak about concerns within a family.
Some of these youth share things with our therapists that are pretty sensitive in nature and tend to not want to be disclosed with their parents.
That's why with physical and virtual therapy sessions, confidentiality is key for the Youth Services Bureau. In addition, like with any video or phone connections, Wett says tech disruptions are something that will need to be dealt with.
Obviously, it may take some time to reestablish, first off, your connection, and second off, the rapport that you have built with the youth so that they can resume sharing the sensitive information.
The one obstacle that mental health patients may still run into is insurance. DeKalb County has resources for those of limited means, such as the Ben Gordon Center. But access to therapy and counseling still varies based on medical benefits. Wett says telemedicine will be invaluable during this pandemic, particularly if families start to feel cabin fever. In the meantime, Northwestern Medicine is expanding its telemedicine offerings. Singer says the full benefits and drawbacks will require more research, but he's optimistic about future care.
My plan personally is to offer help and continue to use any technology to move forward with help that people need.
For many, that attitude is helping them stay focused on their physical and mental health during uncertain times. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.